This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is contradicting his own White House on an immigration proposal, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Just this morning, White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of mobile networks. President Donald Trump showcased the announcement on Friday, declaring that the race to stand up these faster, more powerful networks is a competition that America must win.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It'll make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive, and American health care better and more accessible. Basically, it covers almost everything when you get right down to it. Pretty amazing.
Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas currently without it, a decade-long extension of an existing program. U.S. stocks closed near record highs Friday as the nation's largest bank, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, reported higher-than-expected earnings in the first quarter. The Dow gained more than 1%. The S&P was up by 2/3 of 1%. The Nasdaq ended up almost 0.5% higher. This is VOA News. The leader of the junta that ousted Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir resigned on Friday, one day after announcing the military takeover. Major General Awad Mohammed Ahmed Ibn Auf, who was linked to the genocide in Darfur, said he was leaving to preserve the unity of the country's armed forces. He said, "For this inspiring people and this great valiant army, our recommendation is that through meeting and communication, we might reach urgent solutions for Sudan, which everyone is seeking." He appointed General Abdel Fattah Burhan as his successor. Large protests continued in Sudan's capital and other cities Friday as demonstrators rejected plans for a military-led council to run the government for up to 2 years. A Sudanese police spokesman said early Saturday in a statement that at least 16 people were killed and 20 injured by stray bullets at protests and sit-ins on Thursday and Friday. Elsewhere, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, is urging Sudan's new rulers to uphold the Constitution and be aware of human rights as they try to move the country forward. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Many things worry the High Commissioner about what she considers is a volatile and uncertain moment in Sudan's future. Michelle Bachelet notes the crisis in Sudan has its roots in human rights grievances. Bachelet spokeswoman Ravina Shandasani says the High Commissioner fears the ousting of longtime President Omar al-Bashir by the army will not result in a more democratic, rule-based society.
We are very concerned about this. The Constitution of Sudan needs to be upheld. There are important human rights protections that are contained within that Constitution.
The High Commissioner is calling on the authorities to ensure the inclusion of civil society and of dissenting voices in charting a way forward. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner to its regional neighbors. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that Chinese and Russian investments bring corrosion and corruption to the economy. In contrast, the secretary said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations and facilitating regional cooperation. Pompeo is on a 3-day trip that takes him to Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia, nations which have all seen increased investment by China in recent years. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.